Joshua, chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses the slave of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses's minister, saying, Moses my slave is dead, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you, and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, even to the sons of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, to you I have given it, as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness, and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, will be your border. There will not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for you will cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my slave commanded you, don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, don't be frightened, neither be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare yourselves provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land, which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, Remember the word which Moses the slave of Yahweh commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God gives you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle, will remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan, but you will pass over before your brothers armed, all the mighty men of valor, and will help them. Until Yahweh gives your brothers rest, as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which Yahweh your God gives them, then you will return to the land of your possession, and possess it, which Moses the slave of Yahweh gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. According as we listened to Moses in all things, so we will listen to you, only Yahweh your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever he is that will rebel against your mouth, and will not listen to your words in all that you command him, he will be put to death, only be strong and of good courage.